Monday night, Oral Chav Dalad Kislev. We're learning Hilchos Chanukah, and we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll start with Tziv Zayin. Mitzvos Ner Chanukah L'Hadlik B'Pesach HaSamach L'Shus HaRabim Mishum Persumei Nisa. So I went around to houses today. I make more house calls on Chanukah than I do on Sukkos. Really. Chazal Misakein, ideally, to light the Pesach HaSamach L'Shus HaRabim. I really feel that a Pesach that's open to a... driveway, you know, where people come to park, or even if it opens to the chotzer, which means, you know, there's a bunch of houses, and there's this, but that's not Rosh Hashanah, that's not the Takanos Chazal, and I'm not sure you should light there rather than in your house. I'm not sure what's better. Because there, you're not watching, you don't see it from your house, so you don't have, it's not in the bias. Because the Gemara says, if you don't have Pesach Pesach Lishas HaRabim, you light Bebeso. But here they're lighting, so it's a little more complicated, because they're lighting according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it should be on the Pesach of the bias that opens to the Chotzer. Not on the Pesach of the Chotzer that opens to Lishas HaRabim. But we possibly like Toysis. The question is, do you do like Rashi rather than doing in your house? So that's what judgment call I have to make sometimes, depending.
Light at the Pesach of the Chatzer to the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, as I said. But some people don't have one. I went to a lady's house today. She lives alone, rather. You know Rena Buck? You know? You are getting old. I never heard. Beryl should know someone.
Rena Buck? Where's she
at? I don't know the address. I don't know what the address is. I don't know what the address is. She's a Gioris. She lives alone. Very interesting lady. Very a fascinating lady. Really. Mamasha. Very special lady. She lives alone. She's a Gioris. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's Yarkon. Yes, I went to the house today to see where she'd like Hanukkah lit. So she doesn't have an opening to Rosh Hashanah. Even Stephen Glantz, I went to today, he doesn't have an opening to Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't have one. So he has kids that are lighting in the house. So I told him he could light by the entrance to the Chotzer, because he does have quite a few people in the Chotzer. But that's only the Chotzer, not Rosh Hashanah. Chotzer is mamish like in the time of Chazal. You have like a place, let's say you're going to Dr. Blair's house, the playground. So that's the chotzer of all of those bought him.
Right.
But it's not the Rosh Hashanah is the street. What?
Glass has a fence out in front.
Yeah, but realize it's not a Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. It's not. It's a Pesach Pesach Lechotzer.
So where would be the Pesach Pesach?
He doesn't have one. You don't. Sometimes you don't have one. That's all. You don't have to have one. The Gemara says Vim ain't low if he doesn't have one. It's not like matzah. If you don't have matzah, so go get matzah.
Like, if you have one, it goes on to the chutzah. A Pesach that opens to the chutzah. But all the cars are parked. There's no way anyone from the street can see it.
Right. So that's why you're not doing the prime Takanos Chazal. Except according to Rashi, you are. Rashi holds the Gemara means the Pesach of your house that opens to the chutzah. Not the Pesach of your chutzah that opens to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Anyway, but we paskel like Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch are saying the Pesach is Pesach Lishus Harabim. The Kacha Yuwaisim is Manam Mishnah of Gemara. What feels funny to us Americans, or at least to me still, even though in Monsi I grabbed the lid outside also, but it always feels funny not to have a Chanukah menorah in your house. Now, according to Chazal, you take a lighting outside, and like you don't. Like in the house, you don't know it's Chanukah, so to speak. I mean, you don't see the menorah in your house. Like, I grew up with the menorah in the house. And like, but that's the point. Chazal wanted Pirsumei Nisa for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. It's not something you do. It's not something you do in your house. It's not eating matzah or you know, it's not in the house. It's taka something you do for the outside.
But still on your premises. Because you're saying, like you said, the Devar Halacha day, if you know, you're talking about Beisa.
Nerushabeza. But Grado, according to, let's say, Tosfos, the way we paskin, it's never in your private rishus. It's always in a chotzer that's shared by all the houses of the chotzer. And you're putting it in the Pesach of your chotzer, which is open to Rishus HaRabim, it's rather never on your private property. But that's okay, you know, it's okay. That's one of the questions on Tosfos, by the way, that the Lashon HaGemara is Ner Ishu Beiso, and really, you know, the bias, well, that really is the Chazon Ish's point. The famous Chazon Ish that they don't listen to in Yerushalayim, that let's say you have any apartment house with a lobby, or any, he says, our chatzeros are not chatzeros, and therefore everybody should do like Rashi, meaning, because everybody's, I don't know if he says like Rashi, or maybe you should light in your house, I'm not sure. Maybe better in your house, I'm not 100% sure. But the Chazon Ish's chiddush is that the only reason when Chazal talk about doing it in your chatzer, open to Rishus HaRabim, they're talking about only their chatzer, because their chatzer was like another room of the house. Because that's where they had their ovens. They did a lot of living in the chatzer. So it was like their house. But it's really Ner Chanukah and Ner Ishu Beiso. So he says, but the way what we call a chatzer, whether it's the lobby of a building, or the chatzer, the playground, you know, the playground, or just the way you walk, or the driveway where people park, and then you walk to Shul Rabbit, that's not a chatzer. That's what Chazon Ish says, and don't light there. He says you can't light there, you're not Yosef. So Bnei Brakas will not light at the entrance of an apartment building going into the lobby. They will not light, you won't find them lighting at what we call the chotzer. Chazon Ish says it's not a chotzer. And Yerushalayim, they don't follow the Chazon Ish. I don't think anywhere they follow the Chazon Ish. I think the Chazon Ish is only, I don't even know, come to think of it, if in Bnei Brak they follow the Chazon Ish. I don't know. I guess they do.
Ideally,
above three tefachim, less than ten tefachim.
Right.
Ideally.
Like
The flame. Talk about the flame. Okay. Yeah.